Welcome to Heartbeat, the podcast of the Heart Women's Ministry. Heart is a Catholic women's ministry whose vision is to encourage women in their faith, in their life, and in who God's created them to be. This is a place where you'll hear from some amazing women share from their heart to your heart about who God is, what God's doing in their life, and how they're doing their very best to live out their faith. We pray that you are blessed and inspired. Enjoy Heartbeat. Hello and welcome to the Heart Catholic Women podcast. It's great to have you with us again this week, ladies. My name is Emma and I'm here again today with Rosemary.
Hello everybody, it's great to be here.
Now, Rosemary and I, where we live, our city is currently in lockdown, so we're recording it in our own homes today. I know that Rosemary's been doing some lockdown baking in your household, haven't you?
We have. Even my husband Bruce has been doing it, which is quite unusual because he isn't really a baker, but he must have decided I'm a little bit bored, or why don't we do some baking?
Must have been inspired online, I reckon.
I think so.
Now, this week we are going to talk about partnering with God, which is our Heartbeat video for this week and is actually the message that you shared at our last time with Rosemary that we shared online a few months ago. And you started off with telling a story about a sandwich.
Yes, it caught my eye, and the picture actually first. And then when I read the story, I went, wow, how nice that was for the wife to tell the husband, I'm just reminding you, I'm with you, even though I can't go and have lunch with you every day, but I'm with you. We're together, and I hope you have a great day because of it.
Mm. And really, you're sharing with every woman who's watching it two things. One, that we are with them, that we are here for them, and that God is with us, that God is there for you.
Yes. We have to remember that. I mean, God is always with us. He never falls asleep, never is not there, is always on, if you want to call it like that. I know we humans are not as faithful and diligent as our God, but we as Christian women are really trying to extend in whatever way possible, you know, out to everybody, even online, even at home, even distance thousands of miles or kilometers in the world, that we are here for you. So if you have any need, message, email, ask for help, ask for prayer, because sometimes maybe that's all we can do, but that's amazing.
Mm. I really felt encouraged, and I liked how you said we're just women searching, trying to love God and trying to find our purpose in life. We're not anything necessarily extra special about us. We're just ordinary people, ordinary women trying to love God and live that out in our lives, which makes us special. But I'm not saying we're not special, but you know what I mean? We're just like anyone else.
Yeah, we're just like anybody else. And so it's the possibility of everyone extending to everybody else is always there. We don't always have all the answers. We know God does, but we know all women together can at least encourage each other to follow the Lord, be the best that they can be, and that, we're in the same boat. We all fall down and we have to get back up again sometimes.
Yeah, you shared like with the friendship bracelet that you had, and when you shared from Ecclesiastes where it says two are better than one, and that it's like three strands of a rope where there's us, there might be our friends or our family, and then the third strand is God, where God gives us powerful grace to get through to in all our circumstances, that he's there to defend us and he wants to be there for us. And that's when you started sharing about God wanting to partner with us. He wants to do life with us, not just us by ourselves or him off in the distance. He wants to be in it with us.
Well, that's why God ultimately sent his son Jesus to die for us on the cross, because he, for whatever reason, or our frail humanity who chose to, out of pride or out of, I'm it, chose the wrong choice thousands and millions and trillions of years ago. God wants us to be with him. And so he sent his son to once and for all fix the problem, fix the issues, fix the original sin that separated us from him. Mm. And he's always telling us, I want to be with you. Mm. You know, I'm partnering with you. But it's then our choice to partner with him.
Yeah. Well, I suppose, though, the word partnering is what I've found interesting, because I've heard of Emmanuel, Jesus was named, God is with us. But then to have, as you've been describing it, God partnering with us, at first I think, oh, but how does God do that? Or how do I partner with God? But I liked your example, how you were saying, like, when God created the animals, he then asked Adam to name them. So that was the partnering. God's a collaborator with us. God collaborated with Mary, you know, and the Holy Spirit for Jesus, and God with Joseph and, you know, helping him. I'm forgetting, you know, when he fell in the well with all his brothers and they put him.
Yes.
Yeah. But like the examples that you gave of God partnering with Noah and then God partnering with Moses, that gave me a better idea of how God can partner with me, that I still need to do something actively. But God does the miraculous, I suppose.
Yeah, the word came to my mind because in the Old Testament, it always talked about God making a covenant, an agreement with his people. And then Jesus was the new covenant, the new agreement. And in an agreement, there's a partnership, an agreement between, you know, two people. Now, God does it with me, then God does it with you, and then God does it with the next person, and God, but because he treats everyone as important individuals, he has no favorites. But he does, agreement, collaboration, partnering, covenant, he does and offers to each and every one of us.
I just want to read from 1 Corinthians chapter 3. You shared this and this really resonated with me. It's in verse 4. It says, I planted, Apollos watered, but God gave the growth. So neither the one who plants nor the one who waters is anything, but only God who gives the growth. So I can do all of this work, all of this laboring, and I can do everything in my own strength, but it's really God, as it says, who gives the growth. It's God who comes and makes a way, who makes circumstances happen for us when we can't do it ourselves. And I think that really resonated with me in terms of the partnering of, I do my bit, but God comes and does the rest.
And what bit it is, that's really up to God. Meaning he wants us to do our bit, what gifts and abilities we have, using our brains, you know, everything that he gives us access to. But how it turns out ultimately ends up with God and his choice and plan and decisions. Because it's like when David was chosen out of his brothers to be the next king. And remember, the father comes and brings the eldest son, and the prophet thinks, oh, it's him. And he goes, and God said, no, it's not him. And the next one, and the next one, and the next one, and then ends up to be this, they call it a ruddy boy, a young whippersnipper, someone who didn't stand head and shoulders above everybody else, but that's who God had chosen. Because we have to be cautious that how we humans judge by the looks and the talent and the, you know, a celebrity and, you know, the knowledge and the money or what power or whatever else isn't always the way that God judges. He looks at our hearts, he looks at our attitudes, and then God uses us accordingly, but it might not still equal to what man thinks it should equal out as. God just has a different way, an upside down kingdom.
Yeah, I liked how you shared that there were three different areas of our lives that we can fall into the trap of not partnering with God. So if we try, and I think often we do as Christians, we want God to come in being all areas of our life, But for these three areas that you suggested, they're areas where we forget to do it or we find it more difficult. And those things were in areas where we're tempted, where we're troubled, or where we're tired.
That's because they're the areas of weakness where the enemy can attack us if we're tempted, and everyone's temptations are different. But if that's where we're tempted and where we're weak, and when we don't fall upon the grace and mercy of God and we try and do it in our own strength, we will fall flat on our face.
Yeah, it's just a reminder that if I can recognize those three areas, then I can try and be more diligent in,
yes,
in asking God to come into my life and partner with me in that part.
Yes, well, the other two, troubled and tired, I feel often can affect your spirit, your mind, how you're deciding things, your wisdom. Because when you're tired, I don't think you cope as well with things. You're not as strong physically or mentally or spiritually, because you can be tired spiritually. It doesn't mean you're tired physically. But you could be tired physically and it still can affect you. Because what is the flesh is weak, even though the spirit is willing. But when you're troubled and when you're like, because sometimes we're troubled and we question, Lord, are you really here? Are you really here with me? You know, is this really what you want me to do? You know, and they're just normal everyday questions. It's not bad to have those three areas, but that's the times when you don't make the big choices in life. You sit and wait, or you get more discernment and wisdom from others that you have gone before you or that you trust, because you, in those particular areas, right then you shouldn't trust yourself.
Mm-hmm. I'm encouraged because you reminded us that in 2 Corinthians it says that we can stand firm because Christ has given us the Holy Spirit. So in us already, yep, is the Holy Spirit that we can rely on. So when we're feeling tired and, you know, troubled, God's actually with us already.
Yes. And actually when we're in a good place, and when I say good place, it's just, you know, when we may be on fire for the Lord on a particular day or hour or minute, we should ask the Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, come and revive me when I'm low. Come and wipe clear the fog that might be in my brain at the times when I'm not listening or thinking straight. So give him permission to work within you on the times when you aren't doing very well.
Yeah.
I mean, give him permission all the time, but you know what I mean?
You use that word permission there, it follows in well to how you finished your message this week, which was about the story of Bartimaeus asking God to come and heal his eyes. And, you know, you shared how Bartimaeus, who was blind, is yelling out to Jesus, you know, heal me. And you said, oh, but doesn't Jesus know? Isn't it obvious, like, what Bartimaeus wants? He wants him to heal him. But it was like Jesus needed to ask almost the permission of Bartimaeus, or you work with me, is this what you really want? And you finish by asking the question, you know, to ask God, what do you want me to do for you? Sorry, how God would ask us, what do you want me to do for you? And it's really being honest and asking God to come in, giving him that permission to actually work with us.
Yes. God gives us the free will all the time. Do you want me to help you here? Do you want me to help you there? I'm ready and available. Mm. He just waits for us to turn to him, to ask him, to look towards him, and he's there for us. But then even when he comes, he doesn't come and blow us away and put aside all our trust and belief or on anything. He works with us till we actually come to a point where we say, yes, Lord, I will do your will.
Yeah. Yeah. I also, just as we finish, it always encourages me when I'm reminded that the dreams and the desires of my heart are from God. So therefore, he wants to work with us in those things, and to ask God to come into those areas that we are passionate about, because he's placed them on our hearts.
He created us. So he put inside of us, not just you've got red hair and blue eyes and freckles. He created with us our personalities and our hopes and our dreams and our desires and our passions. So he wants us to make it, bring it to fullness. He becomes, I've come to bring you full of life. You'll make your life full. Well, this is the fullness he wants us to be.
Mm-hmm.
And fullness, of course, with Christ in it, because that's the only way it can be totally full.
Well, that was your message that you shared at A Time with Rosemary that we had earlier in the year. And just coming up in 2 weeks' time, we have another Time with Rosemary that we encourage you all ladies to register for. It's just a free event. It's online. You can go to our website, heartministryforwomen.com. It's easy to find. Register there and then you'll get sent the link. And it's just a really great time to put aside some time to reflect on your faith, on what God's saying to you. And I know, Rosemary, you'll have a really great message prepared for us.
Well, I'm just sharing what I feel God's put on my heart.
Yeah, and I know it's going to be an encouraging message that will really leave women thinking about who they are in God and what he's doing in them. So ladies, we do encourage you to go to our website, heartministryforwomen.com, and make sure you register. We'd love to have more and more women join us for this event. We already have women from around the world. It's just going to be absolutely fantastic. So that's all that we have for our podcast this week. We do pray that you have a really blessed week, and we look forward to chatting with you all next week. Bye.
Yes, and may you be blessed.